That's where it is. It's nowhere else. That's it. Let's go grocery shopping. Calm me down.
We should go to the grocery store. They didn't have these lazy-ass girls like you do at the Walmart now wanting to go home. We had a beehive hair woman. She worked at every store. I don't know how she did it. This woman was dedicated to the grocery business. She had a beehive hairdo and a manual cash register, and this woman could go.
This chicken ain't worth the shit. My sister made some of that.
She's like Jerry Lee Lewis on that damn thing. Ring up a big-ass grocery cart full of groceries. And then pull up the receipt and go, damn, $40. And everybody drop stuff and go, $40? Damn, who spent $40 at the grocery store? They must be having company. And your mama would go, $40? And all the fun cereals ass went back to the shelf.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Broke, broke, ain't got no dough, baby, boom. Broke, broke, ain't got no dough. Your cash
ain't nothing but trash. You ain't got no money. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. You can't go shopping. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Yeah. Well, baby, you're crawling way past your speed. That's why we have her, Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, the best grocery store deals of the week, JillCataldo.com. She lies and tells us she spends $65 a week on her family.
I do not.
Starving. JillCataldo.com. She's everywhere now. And listen, pay attention because this stuff is good and most of it is free. Although I don't know if there's any healthy items in whatever it is you're selling these days.
You know, I tried to add a few more in this week just for you, Johnny.
Thank you.
And complainers in the group.
A lot of complainers want to eat healthy.
Well, they want to eat healthy, which is great. But, you know, originally we kind of started this out as the best deals of the week, not the best healthy deals.
Now, you do whatever you want, honey.
You want to change it up? We can change it up.
You do whatever you want, just do it.
All right. Well, starting off at Jewel, by the way, I've got cold today, Johnny, so bear with me.
I think it sounds sexy hot.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, it sounds like sexy time.
They have a buy 10 for 10 deal going on Kellogg's cereal. And you can choose whatever kind you want, guys. You don't have to eat the crap, okay? So pick, you know, 10 boxes.
You don't have to eat the crap if you don't want to.
That's right. Buy 10 boxes and go on my blog at JillCataldo.com and grab the coupons there that are printables. You will spend $9.30 on 10 boxes of cereal. Not bad, but we're going to make this better. In the store, they've got little tear pads, which are, you know, coupons you can rip off the shelf. Buy 2 boxes, get a free dozen eggs. So now, if you take 5 of those, you're going to be getting 5 dozen eggs and 10 boxes of cereal for $9.30. If you want them.
Yeah.
That's even. Now, there's one more component. When you buy that many boxes of Kellogg's, you will also get coupons for 3 gallons of milk for free. So now, $9.30, 10 boxes of Kellogg's, 5 dozen eggs, and 3 gallons of milk.
And a partridge in a pear. That's a lot of stuff. Egg,
sure,
cereal,
is.
And milk. 3 gallons of milk. How long does a bottle of... Do you actually look on the expiration dates?
Oh, of course I do. Absolutely.
Is that important to do that?
It is important. Well, it is with some things.
I thought you just sniff it. Once you smell it, you know it's gone, milk's gone bad.
You know, I used to do that, but I it's the worst feeling in the world when you open one and it is bad. Now if it even gets close to that date, it's getting dumped in the sink.
So when you see a date on it, you really do adhere to that date?
Well, for dairy products, yes. For something like cereal, I mean, cereal is like a 9 to 11-month shelf life. If that's over a week or two, is that going to kill you? Probably not.
No.
Exactly.
As long as I'm not the one drinking it.
That's correct.
Just give it to somebody else. Otherwise, just smell it, snick a sniff of it, and you can always tell if milk's gone bad. Just like you can tell when wine's gone bad or bologna's gone bad.
Yeah, then you want to stay away.
Bad bologna can kill.
Exactly.
All right, cereal, 10 boxes, 5 dozen eggs, and 3 cartons of milk.
That's correct.
For $9.30 at Jewel.
Yep, pretty cheap.
How do you beat that?
It's hard to.
All right.
Heading over to Super Target, they have Mott's applesauce. Very, very cheap, and that is healthy, guys. Mott's applesauce. They come in the 6-pack cups like you would use in a lunch. They're $1.64 each, but on my blog, I have printable coupons that you can use with this. You don't even need to cut them from the paper. When you print these and go to Super Target, you will take home your Mott's applesauce for 9 cents a pack.
I love Mott's applesauce.
There you go. Little kids do, too.
Little kid. That's why I'm a little kid.
Well, okay.
There's not a lot of health in it. There's some sugar in that.
Actually, you can get the natural kind that does not have the sugar in it.
Yeah, you can go that route.
Oh, well, I don't want to do that. I'd rather have the sugar. All right, Mott's applesauce, 9 cents a pack at Super Target. How can you beat something like that?
It's hard to beat it.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to take flack for this one, but it is free, and yes, it's junk food. While you're still at Super Target, on their website this week, they have a coupon for $1 off Cheerios. This is a trick I teach in my coupon classes. When we get these dollar coupons, buy the small size. Right in the checkout lane, they have the little, you know, snack-sized Cheerios. Buck. So dollar coupon, dollar sale, those will be free.
Free. All right, applesauce, cereal, eggs, milk, and what else?
And heading over to Walgreens, there is a great deal going on Listerine and Reach. So you can have, you know, good oral care. You can buy a bottle of Listerine, Reach toothbrush, and Reach floss. You're going to pay $6 if you use the coupon I've got on the blog, and they're going to give you $6 back. So that's free Reach, free toothbrush, free Listerine.
Yeah, you know what I like to do? The Reach floss.
What do you like to do?
With the floss. I don't like the floss, so I use that Reach floss.
Have you tried the new one? It's like rubbery almost.
No, you know what I'm talking about? It comes on a hand like a toothbrush, and you can just kind of...
Oh, the pick thing.
Yeah, that...
Oh, those are nice.
It works a lot easier than putting floss in your mouth.
That is true, but if you're on a budget, this would be free floss versus, you know, the picks are a little expensive.
Yeah, so. Free floss, that's good.
Well, you know, you can't, you know, recession is no excuse not to have, you know, good dental care, guys.
That's right, and I would be able to afford something like that. The floss, I can't afford it anymore because I had to take care of all the staff I have.
You know, it's very nice of you to consider your staff in your negotiations.
I get the high dollar floss.
guys brushing with gold toothpaste. He's wearing gold lamé socks. Got beads all over him. Gino's living in like some high tower in Lakeshore Drive. Unbelievable. Yes, Jill, go ahead.
Still at Walgreens, they also have a really good deal going on Dove soap, bars of soap. Single bars of soap are $1.19 each, and Walgreens has another payback promotion where if you buy 8 bars of soap, you get $10 back. Well, buying 8 bars of soap only costs you $9.52. So when you pay $9.52, they give you 10 back. They are paying you 48 cents to take home 8 bars of Dove soap.
That's the kind of soap my mom uses.
It's a great deal, too. I mean, gosh, they're paying you to take it home.
She still uses Dove soap. She's used it her whole life.
Call her and tell her, you know, to pick some up for free this week.
I don't think so.
They got Walgreens up there.
No, they do not have a Walgreens in Fond du Lac.
Really?
They only have dead ducks. All right, so Dove soap. Yeah, it's really weird. As a matter of fact, I think she still has the same bar of soap she used when I was in grade school. I'm pretty sure she does. She's so skinny and frugal.
Well, you can't be more frugal than free soap. I mean,
no, free soap is good.
It is good. It's really good. Heading over to CVS, they have a deal on Dry Idea deodorant. And, you know, I laughed when I saw this because I didn't even know they still made Dry Idea, honestly.
Dry Idea?
It's a roll-on, like with the ball. I thought that went away in, like, the 80s, you know. But apparently it's still around.
Yeah.
Dry Idea is part of one of those payback deals, too. If you buy it with the coupon I've got on the blog, which is a printable, you're going to pay 99 cents, and they're going to give you $2 back. So they're going to pay you to take Dry Idea.
Of course.
Home.
Take this out of our lives.
Buy enough of that and retire.
Get this Dry Idea out of our stores, please, immediately.
There you go.
We're giving away Dry Idea in aisle 6. All right, what else?
Lastly, at CVS, in honor of St. Pat's and all your guys that just returned home, they have Irish Spring.
Well, you act like they were at war.
Yes, that's right.
Guy and Gino, they just got back.
Well, you know, when you have to fly not in first class, that sometimes you can feel like you went through the war.
Guy and Gino, he was in coach all the way. I'll never forget. It's my whole life. He flew back on Aer Lingus. His legs were tighter than hell, pushed against his chest, and the man was elbowing him. Gino, they got Gino. They got him in coach. They got him in coach. Gino. Gino, they got Gino.
That was the worst flight of my entire life, I swear to God. I had no room to do anything. I couldn't even move.
What a horrible story.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it's too bad. Right now, I'm not kidding you. Every once in a while now, today, I guarantee you my lips will just upturn because I'll be thinking about Gino stuffed into that coach seat flying all the way from Ireland back here to Chicago. It just makes me laugh.
Well, after his long flight, maybe he needs some Irish Spring so he can refresh himself.
Oh, yeah. And we found out yesterday they don't even use Irish Spring in Ireland.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. I read a big article a while ago on – there's actually someone who wrote
a
book.
What a bragger.
Well, yes, I know. I'm so smart, aren't I? on Chinese food specifically, someone actually wrote a book and went over to China to see if they serve things like General Tso's chicken and stuff. They have no idea what that stuff is over there.
In China?
Yeah, they don't. That's all American.
So Chinese do not eat Chinese food, and the Irish do not use Irish Spring.
That is correct.
We're learning so much.
We are a very strange country, aren't we?
We sure are.
He's back on the horse, Elaine.
Not me.
Smack.
She is.
White Palace.
Yep.
A Chinaman's nightcap.
Do they use heroin over there?
I imagine probably some people do. Sure.
How about there are a lot of Chinese people higher than kites?
Yeah,
that
I guess.
We don't even know about.
There's a lot of poverty over there.
Sure is. Thank you.
Well, that's true.
All right.
Back to the Irish Spring, however. It is on sale at CVS this week. It's $4.99, and when you buy it, they give you $4.99 back.
So the now, Irish use, the Chinese use Irish Spring.
I find
just
that
to throw
very
you off their trail.
I find that very hard to believe.
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Well, anyway, pay $4.99. They're going to give you $4.99 back, and you go home with your pack of Irish Spring for free.
Free again. You got free Irish soap. You got free Dry Idea deodorant. No reason to stink this week.
That's correct. And all the good stuff at Walgreens, we had Listerine, Reach, and the cereal and the eggs and everything. So it is time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Donnie.
Coupon queen, smartest shopper I've ever seen.